It is 7:45, time to chat with Tom Ackerman at the Newbold BMW Toyota Sports Desk. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, Scott. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. The Cardinals, since the trade deadline, I mean, there was a little bit of a bump there with Tommy Pham coming in. They've been a little uneven since then. We're getting into the middle of August. I can sense around town that fans are starting to feel a little disappointed that they're not going up. The trajectory isn't up. What do you make of what's going on?
Well, some other teams have played really well, and the Cardinals haven't. It really comes down to that. I mean, while they've been kind of hanging around, the other teams have taken grasp of their spots. The San Diego Padres were aggressive at the deadline. They added some bullpen help, and really they've just come alive as a group totally. They've won seven in a row, and they've taken over the wild card. And then the division race, the Brewers have also gotten hot. They've won five in a row. They've just been clicking all season. They have not shown that they are going to fall back. For a little while they were falling, and the Cardinals were trying to gain some traction but were unable to do so, and it was a missed opportunity, and now it's an 8-game advantage. The Cardinals also have other teams that have gotten involved in the wild card since they were as high as number two in the wild card standings. The Diamondbacks have played really well. The Mets have come alive and actually did some damage to the Cardinals a week ago on a Monday, in which the Cardinals had that makeup game and couldn't take advantage of it. So now you're sitting here and wondering, you know, is this team just another team, or are they going to be able to advance and get to the playoffs? The only way that happens is if they get hot. They have to get on a hot streak. These other teams have been able to do it, and the Cardinals haven't. And why is that? Well, they've had some misfires all over the place. I mean, they've had the lack of offense is a focus where, you know, you can't say bad things about yesterday's game without saying good things about Friday. I mean, they did go into Kansas City in a place where the Royals play very well, where the Royals have been good this year and are chasing down a division title themselves, and the Cardinals stopped them cold with an 8-5 win. That was a great win. The Cardinals, before that, won a series. They beat the Rays, fell in the last game, but they won the first two games. The loss 3 out of 4 to the Cubs does not sit well with fans, and certainly the one that I struggled with was that loss to the Mets that I just mentioned about a week ago, 6-0. But after that, they did win a series, and they split with Kansas City on the road. Now they go to Cincinnati, and you know how the Reds are going to be. I mean, they treat, just like the Cubs do, every game against the Cardinals like it's a big deal when they come into town. And so it'll be a battle, just like the Royals did. But it's going to be the theme of the rest of the schedule. The Cardinals have a difficult schedule down the stretch. They play the Reds for 3. They're going to play the Dodgers at Busch Stadium next weekend. And then guess who comes to town? The Brewers. It's going to be your last chance to make a jump at this division. You're 8 games out with still a lot of games to go, and 6 against Milwaukee. But you know, you need them to fall a little bit. You got to try to catch them and get into reasonable range for that series, the 20th to the 22nd, and for that Labor Day series in Milwaukee, the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th.
Yeah, you can't count on winning 17 games in a row in September, but it's happened, so there is hope, and there's lots of games left. How about City SC in the League's Cup? They're in the round of 16. They travel out to L.A. to take on the team from Mexico City, Club America. I mean, it's kind of exciting to see that they're playing well in this tournament, at least, even though the season hasn't gone that well.
It's very exciting for that group to be able to have something to chase down, and the additions of Toyshirt, Betcher, and Hartle have all come through. They each scored in the last game, each of them. I mean, it is a major shift for this team. They actually have some offense that's clicking right now, and Lutz Vandensteel, who will be our guest at 11:15, has been proven correct in terms of making these moves and trying to change the dynamic of this team. Starting with Bradley Carnell and firing him in the middle of summer and replacing him with John Hackworth. Eventually, that has shown to be a good move, because here they are starting to play the way they played last year, where they capitalize on opportunities and score. Doesn't mean they're going to go make the MLS playoffs. That is a long shot at best. They're going to have to eat that season and then regroup for 3. But that's the thing, is that the team had a very good year 1, a disappointing year 2 in MLS play, but here they are with a chance to go get a League's Cup. Now, they're going to have a lot that they'll have to do. I mean, they're going to have to play great to do it. But they got to the round of 16, and who knows what else they can do. But these three, I mean, Hartle is so talented. Teuscher and Boettcher have been very good for them. All three of these teams joined during that second transfer window this season, and all three have been great. I mean, they've scored 2 goals in 3 games, all of them. I think they've upped the play of Edward Leuven, who actually helped bring some of them here. Leuven has been good, and you know, when Leuven is good, City is good. They're always good when he plays well, when he scores or has an assist. So City has, I think a chance with Roman Bürki in net, and you know, a revamped middle and back end of the field, a chance to do some damage here in the League's Cup play. It's kind of fun.
By the end of this month, Mizzou football will be underway. It's hard to believe we're already here. The weather is kind of telling us, yeah, we're getting closer to fall. Can you give us some early thoughts on the team and what we're expecting this season?
I love the hype around Mizzou football. It hasn't been this way in a long time. They're going to be a preseason top 10 team in a lot of people's eyes, but they'll have to prove it. You know, I know their schedule looks soft, but you still have to play it. And the Tigers will be heavily favored in their opener. They're going to smash Murray State, and everyone's going to be talking about their offense. Then they're going to play Buffalo, a team that they absolutely should handle. Then they're going to play Boston College, who's been known to knock people off. You cannot take them lightly at all. And that could be an interesting game, a little barometer for them to start. And then Vanderbilt, and also ran in the SEC, but it's still an SEC team, and you can't take anybody lightly. Then they have a bye week, and then things start to ramp up a little bit. They'll go to A&M. They have that easy game at UMass that they should handle. But then they'll go Auburn, Alabama, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Mississippi State, Arkansas. That's how they finish the schedule. So it's a tale of two seasons. They have an easy, soft first half of the season, save for the trip to College Station against A&M. And then the second half of the season where it really ramps up. I think that this season depends on Brady Cook. I think this is his season. If he plays well, and the hype right now is that he is one of the best quarterbacks in the SEC, and I think it's justified based on how he played last year. He has phenomenal receivers. I think the running game replacing Cody Schrader should not be a problem. I think that as good as he was, they should be productive in the running game. They tend to run the ball well and create schemes to run. But I love the receivers. And anytime you have Luther Burden on your field and the other team doesn't, that's a good day. And so if they keep him healthy, Cook is going to have a lot of options, a lot of people to throw to. Hopefully the line can keep him healthy. I think the defense is good. I don't know if it'll be as good as last year, but I think it's good. But I think this team will be fun to watch. And if they handle that first half of the schedule, it is going to be a madhouse at Furrow Field. I mean, you got Auburn coming. That's one thing. But if you go down to Alabama and give them a game or come out of there with a win, you got Oklahoma on November 9th. That'll be an unbelievable atmosphere in Columbia when OU rolls into town. But there's a lot to come before that. I found it interesting, too. You know, the Stephen A. Smith clip, I don't know if people saw that, but a few weeks ago he proved that he doesn't know a lot about college football as he's barking about Alabama and, you know, the how in the world could somebody pick Missouri ahead of them in the SEC? Missouri, who the heck are they? And he didn't know any of the players and all that stuff. If I were Eli Drinkwitz, I might, you know, make sure that gets into my players' inboxes so that they can have a little more fuel for the fire. What you want to do if you're Eli Drinkwitz, just to go back to my original point, is how you navigate this hype is you make them into underdogs again. So you don't tell them how great everybody thinks they are, top 10 team in the country. What you tell them is people don't think you're going to do it. And you fuel their fire that they're underdogs. Nobody believes in Missouri, even though we beat Ohio State in the Cotton Bowl, blah, blah, blah. And you do that, I think you got something there.
Well, whenever I do one of these segments and we talk about Mizzou and not Illinois, I get phone calls. So how about the Illini?
Oh, Illinois fans, come on. I talk plenty about Illinois. Of course I do. And, you know, we can do a whole segment on Illinois. I mean, Brett Bielema is a really good football coach. But this team has to prove something. I mean, they have to prove that they can be a power. I think that they have a quarterback also that can get the job done. I think they have a schedule that, of course, it's the Big Ten, which is now kind of like the Big 18. It's challenging, without question. But I think it's attainable. I think that, you know, Bielema, what he has to do and what he has always done is build from the inside out. That team needs to be physical. It needs to be, I think, you know, great, great line play. And last year when they eked by Toledo in the first game, I worried because Toledo's good. They gave him a game. And everything just kind of fell apart from there. I just never saw a lot out of Illinois that I got excited about. You know, they just, I mean, maybe the game at Iowa late in the year where they fought them and ended up losing by a couple of points. But that they need to be a physical, no, do not mess with us on the interior type football team. And if they do that, they should be able to survive with some of their talented players. I think they could be a bowl team for sure. But the jury's out, you know. I mean, what's fun about them is they are going to get to play Michigan at home. That's always cool.
Oh, wow.
If they can get to that game with a decent record, that would be a fun atmosphere in Champaign.
Yeah, the whole season's going to be fun this year. We got 12 teams in the playoff. Finally got that to that number. Tom, what do you have on Sports on a Sunday Morning?
It'll be a fun show. We have, speaking of good college teams, Josh Schertz. I think he's going to have a really good basketball team here in St. Louis. Head coach of the Billikens will follow Ollie Marmol. 10:15 for Ollie, 10:30 for Josh Schertz, 10:45. It's Will Power, the IndyCar driver, is going to be in town next weekend. 11:15, Lutz Fan and Steel. 11:30, World Golf Hall of Famer Judy Rankin. That's Sports on a Sunday Morning from 10 to 12.
Sounds good. Tom Ackerman, thank you.
Thanks, buddy.
All right. It is Total Information AM Sunday. Stay tuned. Coming up in the next hour, I'll have three good things all about the St. Louis region and roaming St. Louis. I went to Festus, Main and Mill Brewing. We'll learn about that place. They've got a cool new beer called ATB, and it supports trails and biking. So we'll talk about that. And, of course, as always, Johnny Rabbit will take us back in time. So stay tuned.